hasn't dreamed of running away, leaving it all behind, totally reinventing yourself? Okay, well, maybe not everyone, but you know who you are. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels for those who believe it's never too late for a second act. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I'm crazy about the latest novel from Misha Berlinsky, Mona Acts Out. It's a New York-based comedy of manners and morals featuring a brilliantly imagined female protagonist, Mona Zahid, one of the stars of a Shakespeare theater troupe in the Village. Until recently, the troupe was led by legendary director Milton Katz, but an article in the New York Times filled with accusations of misconduct by a slew of actresses led to his disgrace. Mona was not among the accusers, calling herself an out-and-out unabashed Miltophile. She is also a pillhead and a pothead, popping a few painkillers before facing the day, which, as the novel opens, happens to be Thanksgiving. This is the first Thanksgiving since her sister Zara died, which is how she got such a giant bottle of Oxy, now almost gone. On the other side of her bedroom door are her husband, son, orphaned niece, and in-laws. And after Berlinsky sends her grudgingly out to join them and begin the holiday meal preparations, he brilliantly illuminates the history of the family and the, quote, icebergs of discontent in their generally happy lives. These involve, among other things, ultimate frisbee, the authorship of Shakespeare's plays, Mona's upcoming role in Twelfth Night, her emotional affair with another actor in her company, the possibility that Phil is attracted to a high school flame, a fight she had with her niece Rachel when taking her to college, and details involving bad coffee and dull knives. Finally, it is all too much. Mona slips into her bedroom to hit the vape and muses about the fight with Rachel, who was one of the sources for the Times expose of Milton. When the vaping Mona hears this very topic come up for discussion in her kitchen, it's all too much. She leashes her dog Barney, announces she's forgotten to buy parsley, and flees. The remainder of the book follows her on a great and life-changing adventure. In New York Times reporter Elizabeth Harris's debut novel, How to Sleep at Night, a gay man complicates life for his family when he decides to run for Congress as a Republican. As the novel opens, Ethan Keller has, quote, something terrible to tell his husband Gabe. He wants to run for the soon-to-be-vacant seat of the district just south of the home the couple share with their 5-year-old daughter in New Jersey. Gabe is a 10th-grade history teacher and a staunch Democrat. Though he realizes this is not going to be any fun, he has no idea how intense things will become. Ethan's sister Kate is a reporter at the New York Herald Ledger and also Gabe's best friend. She has a mixed reaction. She'll have to report this potential conflict to her boss at the paper and then stay 10,000 miles away from this race at all times. Kate has a sticky situation all her own. Her old college girlfriend, now married to a man and the stay-at-home mother of two, has reappeared in her life. As the Kirkus Reviewer points out, Harris develops the internal and external challenges facing these two bougie gay couples with a sure hand and does an equally impressive job on the political landscape of Ethan's campaign, which is complicated by a big secret in his past. Tension builds towards Election Day until something's got to give. And it does.
The books are Mona Acts Out by Misha Berlinsky and How to Sleep at Night by Elizabeth Harris. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.